You're listening to CJSF 90.1 in Burnaby, British Columbia, broadcasting from the unceded territories of the Coast Salish peoples.
It is 3 p.m. on August 9th, 2024. There is a lot of wildfire smoke in the lower mainland right now. A lot of it due to the Washington State wildfires that have made their way up here. Also, there are just under 360 active wildfires in BC, according to CTV News Vancouver via the Canadian Press. Welcome to episode 30 of the Steve Chong Show in 2024, part of Open Mic on CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus community radio station for Simon Fraser University. I'm your host, Steve Chong. There will be another set of independent music, commentary on the SFU Athletics, feature on the SFU Red Leafs Hockey, report on the Northwest League, updates on the Western Lacrosse Association, with the background and latest on the Surrey Police transition. First up is Breeze's Sour Grapes with Weapon. That was Weapon from Breeze's Sour Grapes. Next up is Ellis Bullard's Honky Tonk Isn't Noise Pollution. The tune is Hopeless Waltz, Gina Walker.
When you're this high, can't tell if it's night or day. You sit there alone, drunk, you're stoned. You sleep while the clock ticks away. All his government money on his daily fix. He wants to go far, but you can't pry his ass off the couch. Don't think nothing of it, don't know what the fuss is about.
I'd like to comment on the SAV Athletics at this time. On August 6th, the Red Leafs men's basketball team announced the recruitment of Nikola Baruk, who stands at 6 feet 8 inches or 203 centimeters, weighs 215 pounds or 98 kilograms, and hails from Sydney, Australia. In Redlands School in Sydney, Baruk was a varsity starter from grade 10 to 12 and earned Independent Schools Association team honors. On top of his high school basketball achievements, Baruk also played club basketball with Manly Warringah Basketball, also based in Sydney, where he captained the 2021 First Division team. SFU's Olympians started on August 7th in Paris, France, at the 2024 Olympics, where times are given in minutes and seconds, which may be given in decimals. First up was Josipa Kafadar, a biophysics student who is not part of the SFU Athletics, competed for Canada in the women's 49 kilograms Taekwondo round of 16, where she lost to Lena Sekovic 2-0. Later on, Dominic Parrish, who wrestled for the SFU women's wrestling team, competed for USA in a women's 53-kilogram style wrestling eighth final against Akami Fujinami of Japan, where Parrish was upended at 205. Later on August 7th, the SFU Athletics website revealed more details for the NCAA Division II Canadian Tip-Off Classic, which will take place at Langley Event Center between November 1st and 3rd, where each of 12 teams, 6 men, 6 women, across 5 conferences, 6 states, will play at least 3 times per day. On the women's side, 2 teams from Division II Elite 8 teams will compete, the University of Tampa Spartans and Gannon University Golden Knights. On the men's side, the University of Hawaii Hilo of the PacWest returns after going undefeated in the last year's NCAA Division II Canadian Tip-Off Classic, along with the Cal State University San Bernardino Coyotes, the 2023-24 West Region Champions with an appearance in the Final Four, and Dallas Baptist University of the Lone Star Conference will confront 3 teams from the Great Northwest Athletic Conference, the SFU Red Leafs, St. Martin Saints, and Western Oregon Wolves. Back to the Paris Olympics 2024 on August 8th, Dominic Parrish, who wrestled for the SFU women's wrestling team, competed for USA in the women's 53-kilogram freestyle repechage, where she fell at 435 to Kulan Bakuyag of Mongolia for the final score of 10-4. Meanwhile, Marie-Alois Leclerc, who runs for the SFU track and field team, ran for Canada in the women's 4x100m relay as the third runner, preceded by Sade McCreath, Jacqueline Madogo, followed and completed by Audrey Leduc, as the Canadian quartet clocked in at 42.5 for 7th overall, which was also a new Canadian record in the women's 4x100m. The Canadian women's quartet also qualified for the finals, as the top 3 in each heat and the next 2 fastest made a cut. Helen Maroulis was the last SFU athlete who competed in the 2024 Paris Olympics on August 8th, as she wrestled for Team USA. In a women's 57-kilogram freestyle 8th final, Maroulis defeated Anshu Anshu of India 7-2, followed by a 7-4 triumph in a quarterfinal over Alina Hrushina Akobia of Ukraine, but lost to Sugumi Sakurai of Japan 10-4 in a women's 57-kilogram semifinal. Later on August 8th, the Red Leafs swimming team announced 4 recruitments on their Instagram and the SFU Athletics Facebook pages. Meredith Chicklow hails from Calgary, Alberta, stands at 5 feet 7 inches or 170 centimeters, competes in breaststroke, attended St. Francis High School, played for the Cascades Swim Club, and will major in business. Iowa Reason hails from Prince George, stands at 5 feet 3 inches or 160 centimeters, competes in 100-200 fly, attended Charles Hay High School, played for the Prince Rupert Club, and will major in kinesiology. Kara Kennedy hails from Calgary, Alberta, stands at 5 feet 10 inches or 178 centimeters, competes in distance freestyle, attended Western Canada High School, played for the Cascades Swim Club, and will major in elementary education. Robert Van Lubin hails from Sunshine Coast, BC, competes in sprint style, fly, attended Chatelet High School, played for the Chinook Swim Club, both based in Seychelles, and will major in arts and social sciences. SFU's Olympians return to action today in the 2024 Paris Olympics on August 9th. Anna Godinez Gonzalez, who wrestled for the SFU women's wrestling team, competed for Canada in the women's 62-kilogram freestyle, defeating Ameline Duoray of France 5-2 in an eighth final and falling to Sakura Motoki of Japan 11-0 in a quarterfinal. Later on this morning, the SFU Athletics Facebook page posted that NBA players will come to West Gym for the Ball Don't Stop Pro Classic. This will happen next week. Let me take a look. Just a minute, please. Sorry about this. I believe the event will take place on August 17th. Just waiting. Okay, now the computer two's up. So, yeah, NBA pros will come to SFU's West Gym on August 17th, 2024. Back to the 2024 Paris Olympics involving SFU athletes. Canada's women's 4x100 relay, a quartet of Sade McCreath, Jacqueline Madogo, SFU's Maria Elo LeClaire, and Audrey LeDuc ran in at 42.6946. A few minutes later, about, I would say within 15 minutes later, the SFU swim team announced the recruitment of Lucas Buck. According to the SFU Instagram page, he attended House Sound, competed for the Squamish Pirates in backstroke, hails from Squamish, BC, will major in data science, and stands at 6 feet or 183 centimeters. Minutes later, Helen Maroulis earned a bronze medal for U.S. in the women's 57 kilograms by shutting out Hannah Taylor of Canada. Olympic results are provided by the Paris Olympics 2024 website.
Renaissance Coffee is open at SFU. Parminder and his team have been serving the SFU community with great coffee for more than 20 years. If you're looking for a wholesome meal, delectable desserts, or something to warm yourself and lift your spirits, Renaissance Cafe is the place to be. Featuring fair trade espresso beverages and brewed coffee, Renaissance Coffee is open Monday to Friday from 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. Well, how do you get up and go?
The SFU Disability and Neurodiversity Alliance, referred to as DNA, is a student-led network of community members who identify as disabled, autistic, neurodivergent, deaf, mad, and or as having a disability, a chronic illness, long-term condition, or a mental illness. At DNA, we work together to create campus change. We address ableism, and we promote disability justice while opposing oppression in all of its forms. We are the SFU Disability and Neurodiversity Alliance. We are DNA. We provide support for students who are having difficulty with their schooling or accessing the services they need. Email access@sfss.ca or drop by the DNA Resource Center, room 1300 in the sub-building. That was access@sfss.ca, room 1300 in the sub-building.
Welcome back. The third act is Spencer Burton's North Wing. Here is End of My Days.
Breaking through the clouds, with the loons singing, echoing their sounds. A black and white ensemble, telling of what may. Yeah, I'll be here to the end of my days. Crisp on the water, soft in the sand. Rocky on the shallow shore, with craters on the land. The windswept waves are coming, breaking every wave. Yeah, I'll be here to the end of my high days.
I'd like to feature the SFU Red Leafs hockey at this time. On August 4th, the Red Leafs non-conference team announced the jersey numbers of 10 recruits via their Facebook page and official website. Ryan Redekop, 92, Caleb Huffman, 4, Killian McGregor-Bennett, 9, Zach Maxwell, 16, Holden Cardinal, 91, Alex Secunda, 24, Austin Fraser, 19, Max Potvin, 11, Dylan Brooks, 14, and Gabe Breton, 1. On August 5th, the Red Leafs non-conference team announced the recruitment of Bradley Banach, who hails from Mississauga, Ontario, and spent the last three seasons in the Junior A level, playing for the Milton Menace, based in the Ontario Junior Hockey League between 2021-23, scoring 33 points in 93 games, followed by a stint with two teams in the Saskatchewan Junior Hockey League last season. The Weyburn Red Wings and Milton Millionaires scoring a combined 34 points in 40 games, with 3 points in 4 playoff games, according to EliteProspects.com. On August 7th, the Red Leafs non-conference team announced the recruitment of Jacob Jones, who hails from Vernon, BC. Jones has spent the last three seasons in the Junior A. Jones has spent the last three seasons in the Junior A level, playing for the Humboldt Broncos in the Saskatchewan Junior Hockey League, Merritt Centennials in the British Columbia Hockey League in the 2021-22 season, followed by last two seasons in the Manitoba Junior Hockey League, the Swan Valley Stampeders, where he was the alternate captain last season, and finished the season with the Winkler Flyers, amassing 117 points in 118 games in regular season play, with 17 points in 25 playoff games, according to EliteProspects.com. Let me look if there is something else here. Just a minute, please. Let me look. There might be something new here today as well. Let me look. Nope. Not for the Red Leafs hockey. Just a minute. So something could have come up today involving two teams. No, not today. So now it's Cameron Noyes racing to the next light with Picture This.